and you sign Joe Jones, and then you put, you have to put a date, and you put, being like January 3rd, 2020. Okay, that's the way it should be. Suppose you put just January 3rd. He's the one circulating the nomination papers. When he leaves the door and realizes you didn't put that down, he can put that 2020 in there because he knows. He witnessed it. It was 2020. And there's a whole column of other people that said 2020. There are more people than you know, and actually not as many as you think, though, that will put down Joe Jones with an address in Ladysmith, and they won't put in the word Wisconsin. The clerks can put in the word Wisconsin. That advice, unanimously by the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has been given ever since 2016. Now, the Legislative Rules Committee, 6-4, suspended that rule. What does that mean? It has no effect right now. It has to be passed by the whole legislature, or at least submitted to the whole legislature. In lame duck, they have a provision that somehow the Rules Committee itself can undertake legislative authority, which I think is unconstitutional. But in any event, let's take a look at the data. How important is this piece of skullduggery that they did? The Legislative Audit Bureau in the last election took a look at 15,000 absentee ballots. That's a lot of ballots. In 29 municipalities, 29. That means big cities, small towns, very representative. 1,022, 7%, were missing part of the witness address. 15 had no address at all. 8 lacked a witness signature. And 3 out of 15,000 had no voter signature. Let me tell you what the clerk did not do. Did not do. The clerk did not accept or fill in a voter signature. The clerk did not accept or fill in a witness signature. The clerk did not or fill in an address where there was none. But how many cases do you think that the clerk did put something in? 66 out of 15,000. 66. That's 0.4%. 0.4%. 66. Because they were ones where they could just put down, say, the word Wisconsin. Because somebody had put Milwaukee, or Green Bay, or Kenosha, or Racine, or Ladysmith, or Jump River, or Mellon, or Hayward. And they're right there. They know the address. That's what the fight is about. And that is what the Republicans are saying is fraud. That clerks corrected 66 signatures. Not signatures, addresses. No signatures. Out of 15,000, 0.4%. And in every case, accurately simply filled in something like the state, where the address and the city were there. And it happens on nomination papers all the time. And that's what the Republicans now are saying is fraud, and therefore there should be, we should throw out the election and Joe Biden shouldn't be president when he won by 20,000 votes and there were millions cast. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The Wisconsin Election Commission unanimously approved this procedure precisely because it would only address a very, very minuscule small number of ballots, and just to correct obvious mistakes like the omission of the state name. That's it. Now the Wisconsin Election Commission is being bypassed, and the Legislative Rules Committee, 6-4, is going, oh no, oh no, fraud, fraud, can't do it. Here's the problem. Just because they suspend the rule doesn't say the clerks can't do it. They can still do it. But they're calling up. There are a couple of thousand of them around the state. You know, you know how many municipalities? I'm not talking cities. I'm talking every little place. And then they have several clerks in each one, and county clerks. They're all calling up. And the Wisconsin Election Commission is going, well, we can't tell you. Use your head. I got news for you. They're all going to continue to do it. In 66 cases out of 15,000, they will fill in the state. They will not fill in an absent signature. They will not fill in an address if there is none. And if it's missing part of a witness address, which is 7% of them, 1,022, they won't correct almost all of them. They will correct 66 of them, 0.4%. And by correct, I simply mean add something like the state name. This is an elaborate fraud dance by the Republican Party. It's an elaborate fraud dance designed to make people falsely think that there's something wrong. There is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong. Well, we're going to go away. We're going to go away from Wisconsin. The Steve Bannon trial is in mid-course right now. Apparently, the prosecution has rested. Started on Monday. Not a lot to talk about. This shouldn't be a long trial for contempt of Congress. He was subpoenaed, and he said, F you. He gave them a one-finger salute. Didn't show up, didn't give any documents. Said, F you. Okay? So then he gets prosecuted for contempt. It's a possible two-year felony. He can get 2 years in prison. He has two separate counts, so he has two felonies. At the last minute, he did something that he thought was quite sly. At the last minute, he thought he did something that was quite sly. What it was he said, oh, I'll testify right on the eve of trial, try to derail everything. Prosecutor said, no way, Jose. No way, Jose. Made him go to trial. And their lawyers thought that it was quite a sly argument to get up in front of a jury and go, hey, he'll testify. He just said yesterday he'll testify. And he sat down with a big smug look on his face. Well, some lawyers don't think things out. Prosecutor got up and said, now he tells us? Right before the trial he told us? After the January 6th committee had wasted resources and time and money having to follow up and do things. And by the way, the subpoena demanded two things. One of them was his testimony. The other one were documents. And he hasn't produced any documents still today. And he isn't going to produce any documents. So this is nothing more than a scam. I think that if Bannon were really trying to get out of this thing, you know, weeks ago, weeks before the trial, he would have said, I'll testify, and here are five dates. You can pick one. And here are 1,000 documents. Then the prosecutor would have to think about it. But you can't come right in on the eve of a trial and go, okay, now I'll cave in. Well, I won't totally cave in. I won't give you any documents. And I'm not going to give you a date certain. So let's negotiate. No way. No way. So what's going to happen to the guy? I think he's going to get convicted. He demanded a jury trial. He's getting one. If he's convicted, he's not going to get 2 years. But a judge could certainly give him time and corrections, 6 months, 3 months, 9 months. I would say give him not just 3 months, give him 6 or 9 months, have a felony conviction on him, and then order him to testify and order him to turn over the document. And if he doesn't do it, then he's in contempt of court. That's what I think is going to happen. I think it'll be something like that. The truth is, that the commission wants to talk to him, and he should talk to him, but he's going to bluster. He'll take the fifth. Michael Flynn took the fifth, remember? The general, they asked him, do you believe in the peaceful transition of power under our Constitution? And he goes, I take the fifth. Man, I mean, come on. What do you mean? He takes the fifth on that? This guy will take the fifth. If he was smart, he would have done it a long time ago. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.